RSF 2022 World Press Freedom Index, India at 150. The 2022 edition of the World Press Freedom Index, which assesses the state of journalism in 180 countries and territories, highlights the disastrous effects of news and information chaos, that effects of a globalized and unregulated online information space that encourages fake news and propaganda. Within democratic societies, divisions are growing as a result of the spread of opinion media following the Fox News model and the spread of disinformation circuits that are amplified by the way social media functions. At the international level, democracies are being weakened by the asymmetry between open societies and despotic regimes that controls their media and online platforms while waging propaganda wars against democracies. Polarization on these two levels is fueling increased tension. India at 150th position. India's ranking in the World Press Freedom Index has fallen down to 150th position from last year's 142nd rank out of 180 countries, according to a report by a global media watchdog released on Tuesday, 6 days ago. The Constitution of India protects freedom of speech and freedom of the press. However, critics state that press freedom is restrained and the government only encourages speech that supports it and the prevailing ruling party. The invasion of Ukraine, 106th position, by Russia, 155th position, at the end of February reflects this process, as the physical conflict was preceded by a propaganda war. China, 175th position, one of the world's most repressive autocratic regimes, uses its legislative arsenal to confine its population and cut it off from the rest of the world, especially the population of Hong Kong, 148th position, which has plummeted in the index. Confrontation between blocs is growing, as seen between nationalist Narendra Modi, India, 150th position, and Pakistan, 157th position. The lack of press freedom in the Middle East continues to impact the conflict between Israel, 86th position, Palestine, 170th position, and the Arab states. Media polarization is feeding and reinforcing internal social divisions in democratic sources. In democratic societies such as the United States, 42nd position, despite President Joe Biden's election. The increase in social and political tension is being fueled by social media and new opinion media, especially in France, 26th position. The suppression of independent media is contributing to a sharp polarization of illiberal democracies such as Poland, 66th position, where the authorities have consolidated their control over public broadcasting and their strategy of co-polarizing the privately owned media. The trio of Nordic countries at the top of the index, Norway, Denmark, and Sweden, continues to serve as a democratic model where freedom of expression flourishes, while Moldova, 40th position, and Bulgaria, 91st position, stand out this year thanks to a government change and the hope it has brought for the improvement in the situation for journalists, even if oligarchs still own or control the media. The situation is classified as very bad in a record number of 28 countries in this year index, while 12 countries, including Belarus, 153rd position, and Russia, 155th position, are on the index red list, indicating very bad press freedom situations on the map. The world's 10 worst countries for press freedom include Myanmar, 176th position, where the February 2021 coup set press freedom back by 10 years, as well as China, Turkmenistan, 177th position, Iran, 178th position, Eritrea, 179th position, and North Korea, 180th position. RSF Secretary General Christophe Delors said, Margarita Simonian, the editor-in-chief of RT, the former Russia Today, revealed what she really thinks in Russia, one TV broadcast, when she said, No great nation can exist without control over information. The creation of media weaponry in authoritarian countries eliminates their citizen right to information, but is also linked to the rise in international tension, which can lead to the worst kind of wars. Domestically, the Fox News of the media poses a fatal danger for democracies because it undermines the basis of civil harmony and tolerant public debate. Urgent discussions are needed in response to these issues, promoting a new deal for journalism as proposed by the Forum on Information and Democracy, and adopting an appropriate legal framework with a system to protect democratic online information spaces. New way of compiling the in-text. Working with a committee of 7 experts from the academic and media sectors, RSF developed a new methodology to compile the 20th World Press Freedom Index. The new methodology defines press freedom as the effective possibility for journalists as individuals and as groups to select, produce, and disseminate news and information in the public interest independently from political, economic, legal, and social interference, and without threats to their physical and mental safety. In order to reflect press freedom complexity, 5 new indicators are now used to compile the index: the political context, legal framework, economic context, socio-cultural context, and security. In the 180 countries and territories ranked by RSF, indicators are assessed on the basis of a quantitative survey of press freedom violations and abuses against journalists and media, and a qualitative study based on the responses of hundreds of press freedom experts selected by RSF, journalists, academic and human rights defenders, to a questionnaire with 123 questions. The questionnaire has been updated to take better account of new challenges, including those linked to media digitalization. In light of this new methodology, care should be taken when comparing the 2022 rankings and scores with those from 2021. Data gathering for this year's index stopped at the end of January 2022, but updates for January to March 2022 were carried out for countries where the situation had changed dramatically: Russia, Ukraine, and Mali. Courtesy RSF.